shares this film before a live studio audience.
It's a well-documented fact that the female of the species is irresistibly drawn to men in uniform. Now, just yesterday, some lonely, frustrated housewife saw me coming up the garden path, you know, peeking through the window. And she tries to coyly titillate me by pulling down the shade, so I wonder what's going on behind it.
Let me dispel the mystery. She was puking.
Cara, don't you get bored just hanging around here all day waiting to take cheap shots at me?
Yeah, I should get a beeper.
All right, look. That's it. I'm sick and tired of being your whipping boy. Today, the worm turns. You are not going to insult me any longer because I am not going to give you the chance. As if from right now, I am shutting up, zipping my lip. And my friends support me.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Chapter, I had a particularly fascinating session this morning. No, honestly. Someone I was seeing for the first time. Extraordinarily beautiful young woman who's rather unique, Millais, is to be aroused to a sexual frenzy by... Oh, good Lord. Well, excuse me, I don't really think I should be discussing my patients here.
How about discussing them over here?
Well, suppose it wouldn't violate any doctor-patient confidentiality if I don't use names. Another beer, Willie.
Thought you weren't going to use any names, Doctor Crane.
Well, it seems this woman has her passions inflamed by men who dance.
Wait a minute. Men who dance?
That's weird.
Well, it's even more bizarre is that she will catapult herself compulsively into the arms of any man in tights or tap shoes. Fascinating fixation.
Huh.
Oh, geez, I've got to go. I'm sorry.
Where are you going?
My ballet class. No,
lunch. That was a little psychological humor.
You know, as my old professor used to say, if you can't laugh at your patients, what fun are they? See you later.
Morning, everybody.
Can I pour you a draft, Mr. Peterson?
A little early, isn't it, Woody?
For a beer?
No, for stupid questions.
Would you believe the board of directors is asking for a breakdown of projected earnings for the next 6 months?
Yes.
Well, Rebecca, I started painting Mr. Drake's house. I want to thank you for that recommendation.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Norm. How's it going?
Great. He's out of town for a few days, so I thought it'd be a good time to get started in his bedroom. I was doing a little prep work over there this morning, and I must say, that's a cute photo of you he has next to his nightstand there.
What?
Just kidding.
I will kill you, Norm.
You know, I am over there all by myself, so if you want to drop by and check any of the house out, I can get you in.
No, I can't.
Oh, go on. You're dying to look in his drawers. That's right, he won't be there.
The last thing on my mind is Evan Drake and where he sleeps. Now, I don't want to be distracted. I got to get these figures into the bed of directors. The board of directors.
Shall we say in 1 hour?
I'll be there. Excuse me.
I'm looking for Dr. Crane. He mentioned he'd be here.
Oh, I'm sorry. You just missed him.
Oh, darn. I had a session earlier today, enough to package in his office. When I went back, it was locked.
Gee, I don't know what to tell you. But then again, I don't know what to tell most people.
Excuse me. You had a session with him? Are you a patient of his?
That's right. Why?
Oh, just curious.
Well, it's not that important. I just thought if I caught him, I could still get my package back.
I understand perfectly.
Well, I'm out of luck. I guess I'll just have to stop by tomorrow.
Gotta dance. Gotta dance.
Why are you doing that?
With this? Oh. I guess it's kind of an old reflex with us hookers.
Oh, you're a dancer?
Well, kind of. Yeah, my name's Sam Malone. People call me Bojangles.
Jennifer McCall.
Jennifer McCall. Ooh, that's a beautiful name for a beautiful girl.
Well, thank you. I have to be going.
Well, at least let me waltz you to the door here, all right?
I know I'm not very sophisticated, but I don't think what Sam is doing is right.
Now, look, don't you put yourself down with me, and I happen to agree with you.
I mean, standing around tending bar all day is like the worst thing a dancer can do for his calves.
Speaking of calves, Woody, was it painful when the cow kicked you in the head?
You get used to it.
Why don't I stop back and we'll go to lunch?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it already.
Ow, got a cramp. Oh, God. Ow, Woody.
And here's his bedroom.
I feel kind of queasy.
Yeah.
Like I don't belong here, like I'm doing something wrong.
I know, that's how I feel in my bedroom.
I just feel kind of like I'm trespassing. Like I'm invading his privacy. This is not right. This is not right. I should not be doing this. I shouldn't.
Would you like to be alone?
Sorry. Well, as long as I'm here, I guess it wouldn't hurt for me to just look around a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. Now, I suggested Navajo white, but he went with sandstone. What do you think?
This is where he keeps his clothes, isn't it? Do you think anybody heard that?
Like who?
I don't know. I'm just nervous. God, there's no way I could explain it if I got caught.
How are you going to get caught?
Because people always get caught in this situation. What if Evan comes back unexpectedly?
Look, he's in Europe, okay? You don't come back unexpectedly from Europe. You come back unexpectedly from the movies or shopping. But you don't come back unexpectedly.
What?
Oh, my God, it's Mr. Drake. He's back unexpectedly from Europe.
Oh, I have to get out of here.
Come on, kid.
Yes, sir. Be right down, sir.
No, it's all right. I'm coming up.
Go.
No. Oh, right. Okay.
Ah, darn. There you are.
Hi, sir. What are you doing here, sir?
Oh, wind up everything in a marathon session. I haven't slept for 3 days.
3 days? Let me take you out for a cup of coffee, sir.
No. All I want to do is sleep for about a week.
Shall I get your pajamas, sir?
No!
No.
No. Oh, I thought you meant my pajamas. No, they're too far away from here, and I don't even think they'd fit Mr. Drake.
Actually, I think you'll find a clean pair of pajamas in the bag, please. I thought you were going to fix that.
Oh, yeah, that squeak. I'm going to fix that squeak, sir. You should go to another room. I may need to use the jaws of life.
Just leave it, will you? As a matter of fact, forget the painting thing, too. I'm a light sleeper, and I don't want to hear you rattling your paint cans.
Well, that's one thing I've never been accused of, sir, is rattling my cans.
Please, I mean it, Norm. Scoot. Huh?
Yes, sir. So you're a really light sleeper, sir.
Yes, but I have excellent hearing, Norm.
Yeah, most light sleepers do. So make some light sleepers.
So you just left her in the closet?
Believe me, I did everything I could to get the guy out of the room for like 1 minute, but he wouldn't budge.
So you just left her in the closet?
There's nothing else I could do, okay?
So you just left her in the closet?
Carla, it wasn't my fault, all right? It's been at least an hour. She should have snuck out by now.
Oh, come on. She'd be here if she'd gotten away. Now, you got to get her out of there.
Hey, look. You think of it as an adventure. She is the damsel in distress, and you are the knight in shiny white armor leaping upon your steed.
And driving it into the ground up to its knees.
No. And saving the damsel.
Yes, you're right. I gotta go do this. Listen, Cliffy, if I'm not back in an hour, go ahead and finish my beer.
This is your beer.
Sammy, he got a sure thing lined up, huh?
No, I never like to use the term sure thing. I prefer the term in the back.
Sure.
Why?
Sammy, come on, isn't this, pretending to be a phony baloney dancer a little bit beneath you? I mean, when I go picking up girls, I don't need all that stuff. All I need is a wink and a smile.
And a rag doused with chloroform. I don't know, Sammy. Looks to me like you're getting a little desperate.
I'm not desperate. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ready, Sam?
Oh, hi, Jennifer. I'll be right with you. See you guys later.
You ready to go?
Mr. Drake, sir!
Sorry, sir, but Mr. Peterson said it was an emergency.
A what? Emergency?
Yeah, structural, Evan. Just a damn good thing I went back and checked those blueprints. This ceiling could go at any second.
Ceiling?
Yeah, it's a crack, sir. Extends all the way into here.
What crack? There's nothing wrong with that ceiling.
I'm only thinking of your safety, sir. Now, I'd feel much better if you slept in a different room.
Peterson, get out.
And close that closet door.
Well, wait a minute. Many people prefer to sleep with the closet door open.
Is there something wrong with you?
Yeah. It's the paint fumes, sir. They make me giddy. Really. And I'm afraid they can be hazardous to your health, sir.
Oh, nonsense. No one was ever killed by paint fumes.
But they can cause brain damage.
Evidently. Well, get out of here.
Sir, I have some paint cans in the closet there. I'd feel much better for you if I tighten those lids.
Whatever, just do it. Get out of here.
Norm, I'm so glad to see you. You gotta get me out of here.
Okay.
Every time I open the door, it squeaks and he starts to wake up. If he finds me here in the morning, he will fire me, hate me, and he is never, ever gonna want to be my boyfriend.
Right. Norm, you talking to your paints?
Yes, I am, sir. Just calm down, right? Calm down. Okay? Everything's gonna be fine. I'm gonna get you out of here. Woo, cashmere. Here's my plan, okay? I'm gonna walk out of here. I'm gonna leave the closet door yay bit open, right? So it won't squeak. Now you wait till he's good and sound asleep, and then you just walk on out of here, okay?
Okay.
You hungry? I brought you some chips.
Cajun style. Never mind. Just go ahead.
Okay, all right. Good luck. See you sleep.
Get lost.
Getting lost, sir. Oh, like an open door would really kill you, Grayson, huh?
Hmm.
So you just left her in the closet?
Had a foolproof plan to get her out of there, and the whole thing got spoiled by this anal retentive butler.
Mr. Peterson, you got to get her out of there.
How did I get myself into this? Should have never become a house painter. I should have listened to my mother and become a matador.
You know, Norm, you were probably too logical.
What?
Yes, you see, it's an established psychological fact that the more outrageous a lie one tells, the more readily will the victim believe it. And see, if you told Mr. Drake a sufficiently outlandish story, odds are he'd buy it.
No, that's impossible.
No, Woody, it's a stroke of genius. Frazier, you're brilliant. That is one of the most brilliant ideas you've ever had, and you've had a lot of brilliant ideas.
Thank you, Carla.
See, Woody, it works. Bonehead bought it.
All right. I guess I just gotta go do this. Gotta do it. Doesn't work out. Tomorrow I'm going to be shopping for Toreador pants.
Hey, where are you going?
I got to get Rebecca out of the damn closet.
You just left her in the closet? Where's Frazier, man? I got to talk to him.
Where's your date?
She's in my apartment. I told her I was going out for some ice. I don't know. Something's wrong here. I've been dancing my brains out of nothing. Frazier, you know that beautiful girl you were treating this morning?
I treated two beautiful women this morning, Sam. Which one?
The one that had the hots for the dance.
Yes, why?
Well, you didn't cure by any chance, did you?
You just don't cure someone overnight. Well, most patients require dozens of costly sessions to make even minimal progress.
God, I love this profession. Well, I don't know. Something's wrong. Maybe it's my dance. You treated two beautiful girls this morning? What did you treat the other one for?
Pyromania.
Yeah, those suckers could swarm through here like a buzzsaw.
Oh,
sir, you don't have any honey in here, do you?
Peterson, get out of here. And if you come back in here again, I'm going to have Grayson use his gun. Understood?
Yes, sir. Hey, he was talking to me, okay, Grayson? Look, sir, let me just get your robe. I'm very concerned about these bees.
Well,
never mind. They've gone. Yeah, there they go. They're headed up to Canada or someplace. Well,
what is it?
Bee sting. They're back, sir.
Peterson, what the hell is going on?
Sir, I'm sorry. I didn't want to have to tell you this, but you're forcing me to.
Oh, please tell it quickly. If I don't sleep, I'll die. And I'm going to take you with me.
It's kind of personal. Do you mind, Grayson?
Sir?
Whatever. Anything. I'll get him out of here.
Sir, to begin with, when I was a little boy, I was very poor.
Peterson, I'm not going to survive any story that begins with when you were little.
All right. Sir, I've had this fantasy that's haunted me all my life. At night, when I'm lying in bed, it comes and torments me.
Oh, I know the feeling.
Yes, sir, yes. Of course you do. Anyway, this is my fantasy, sir. It's a little outrageous. So, just stay with me. Even though I was born poor, and I'll never be a rich man, somehow, it wouldn't make any difference if one time, sir. Just one time. Just one darn time. I could do something symbolic, like carry a rich man across the lawn in his pajamas.
I know, it sounds crazy. I know, sir. No, but, sir, I don't have a fever.
No, I know that. I'm feeling for the lobotomy scar.
Sir, please.
All right. Look, if I actually let you do it, would you promise me, would you swear on your mother's grave that you would let me sleep?
Yes, sir, I swear. No.
You've got to do more than promise. You've got to give me a solemn oath as a crazy person.
My oath. My vow, my pledge, my promise.
Let's get it. All right.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
You know, sir, I don't mean to flatter you, but you're very firm for your age. Yeah. Thank you very much, sir. It was everything I dreamed it would be. Whoa, who made the bet?
I did, sir.
When?
Yesterday, Mr. Drake vacated the premises.
You mean you came in here the instant we left and you haven't left since? Sir. Sir. Sir, I don't know quite how to tell you this, sir. We've got to own up, sir. I've got to tell you the truth. Now, you should do that before you go to sleep. Clears the lungs. You'll sleep much better. Sweet dreams.
Oh, I knew it. No. You broke your word.
No, sir.
You lied to me, Norm.
No, sir. You see, I went back to the bar to tell a friend about my dream coming true, and since none of their dreams had come true, they wouldn't believe mine.
Why are you doing this to me?
Sir,
why?
My dream is to have people know that I carried a rich man across the lawn in his pajamas.
You're going to hurt me.
No, sir, I just need witnesses. I've got several lined up outside. Grayson would fill out the trip nicely, sir.
This is just a couple minutes.
Then it'll be all over, sir. You can sleep.
This isn't happening.
We're going out now, but only for a minute.
Will there be any more bees?
Oh, no, sir. You shut your eyes now. All gone. All gone.
Hey, guys, here they come. Here they come.
They're coming.
Oh, here they come. Yes, problem. Very good. Well,